Now the epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 12. Brethren, you know that when you were heathens, you went to dumb idols, according as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God saith anathema to Jesus. And no man can say the Lord Jesus, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of graces, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but the same God who worketh all in all. And the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man unto profit. To one indeed by the Spirit is given the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another faith in the same Spirit, to another the grace of healing in one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of speeches. But all these things one and the same Spirit worketh, dividing to everyone according as he will. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 18. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves as just and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee standing prayed thus with himself, O God, I give thee thanks that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, as also is this publican. I fast twice in the week, and I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes towards heaven, but struck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I say to you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, because everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. I say to you, this man went down into his house justified rather than the other, because everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There is a story, my dear faithful, about a certain chapel whose parishioners planned a church picnic at a nearby park. The priest announced the picnic from the pulpit at Sunday Mass and asked that everyone pray for fine weather. The following Saturday, the priest and all the parishioners gathered at the park, and the weather was beautiful at first. Soon after all the fun and games started, dark clouds covered the skies, and a torrential downpour began. The priest and his parishioners sought shelter from the rain under a large tent. While under the tent, the priest asked a little girl named Samantha, "Didn't you pray that God would give us good weather today?" Samantha said, "Oh yes, Father, I did pray." The priest then asked, "Well, what happened?" And little Samantha replied, "God said no." Now, in today's Gospel, my dear faithful, our Lord tells a parable to those who despise others and trusted only in themselves. Even though this happened almost 2,000 years ago, there is still a very important message for us today. The message is this: we must pray with humility and place our confidence in the goodness of God. By telling this parable, our Lord was teaching the people about the importance of that humility. He does this by contrasting the prayer of a proud and selfish man with the prayer of a humble man. The proud man believes himself to be the source of his own excellence, of all the good that he has and does. He is unwilling to be subject to God, and this was the pride of which the Pharisee in the parable was guilty. Satan is the epitome of pride. On the other hand, humility is a true understanding of one's relation to God. It disposes us to acknowledge our limitations. It is the virtue opposed to that pride. Our Lord is the prime example of this humility, and humility is a virtue very dear to the heart of our Lord. The Sacred Heart desires us to follow his example. At one time he said, "Learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart." Now, our prayer must be animated by certain qualities. When we ask our Lord for a certain favor, we are praying. Thus, prayer is a means by which we obtain God's help. And so we should pray by lifting up our minds and hearts to God, to adore him, to thank him for his benefits, to ask his forgiveness, and especially to beg of him all the graces we need, whether for soul or for body. But the fruit of our prayers depends upon the dispositions with which we pray. And so our prayers should be characterized by certain qualities. For instance, we should pray with attention. That is, we should remember that we are praying to God, and therefore avoid deliberate distractions. For example, if the phone rings during the family rosary, do not answer it at that time. If it is important, they will call back. Or if your smartphone rings during the rosary, do not be curious to see who's texting you. Just leave it be. Whoever it is looking for you can wait those few 15 minutes until you finish your rosary. We should also be praying with humility, acknowledging our own helplessness and our dependence upon God. We should pray with perseverance as well, for as St. Luke tells us, we should always pray and not lose heart. St. Monica is one of the greatest examples, for she was a woman who had a truly great faith and prayed with perseverance for her son, Augustine. St. Augustine in his youth denied his faith and lived a most impure life. For many, many years, St. Monica prayed that he would reform from his evil ways. And God not only heard her prayer, but raised Augustine to be Saint Augustine, one of the greatest saints of the early church. Thus, even if our petition is not immediately granted, we should not stop praying because of that. And finally, we ought to pray with confidence, remembering that God is all good and all powerful. He made the universe what it is and keeps it in existence. Remembering this, surely he can answer our prayers, and he does. Thus, it is especially important that we pray with confidence, for it often happens that the devil tempts us to give up on our prayers. Bear in mind that God always hears our prayers, but he may not always answer them according to our desires. All too often it happens that we do not get the answer we want or in the amount of time that we want it. Sometimes it feels like we have prayed unanswered prayers. But this is a temptation from the devil. To fall into this temptation would show a lack of faith in God's goodness and a lack of gratitude. For you see, God always answers our prayers. And so when the answer is not what we wanted, we have to remember that God has in fact given us something that is even better for our own welfare. Thus, whenever we pray or ask for a special favor, we should pray that it be all according to God's holy will. Sometimes we will pray for a particular intention, but God in His infinite wisdom foresees that this request may be harmful for us, whether to our body or to our soul. We see an example of this in the Old Testament. The Jewish people were the only race that had no king at that time. God ruled over them as their king through His prophets. But after a certain amount of time, the Jews rejected God and wanted a figurehead that they could see. God warned them through the prophet Samuel that their life would become unbearable under the rule of a king. Nonetheless, the people still demanded a king for themselves. And so, after many warnings, God granted their wish, and the Jews were ruled by kings for centuries from the time of Samuel. If you read through the four books of the Kings and the Old Testament, it is clear that God knew precisely what would happen if a man ruled over his people. And that is why in His goodness, He did not want to grant this desire. But because the Jews would not accept God's will, for centuries they labored under the tyrannical yoke of kings, whereas they would have been far better off with God ruling as their king. We, my dear faithful, should learn a lesson from this. If your desires do not coincide with the will of God, then you should be content. Always be ready to accept God's will, even when you think your prayers should be answered in your way. And so, when we get discouraged and think our prayers have not been heard or answered, we need to realize this is a temptation from the devil. And we must fight this temptation. We can do this by remembering these three points. First, realize that God is all-knowing, and that therefore truly knows what is best for us. Second, He is all-powerful, and so He can do what is best for us. And third, He is all-loving. Therefore, He wants to help us in the best possible way. Let us then imitate the little girl in the story. Let us imitate her simple confidence, for she knew that even though it rained on the day of the picnic, that God had heard her prayers. She trusted in God's goodness, even when He said no, and realized that He knew what was for the best. And if we have this childlike confidence, our Lord will be pleased with our prayers. He will hear your prayers, and He will answer them in one way or another. Strive therefore, my dear faithful, to pray with confidence and humility, knowing that if you ask the Father anything in my name, as our Lord once promised, He will give it to you. And then, as St. Luke says in today's Gospel, he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.